worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We're going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then, as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who had also leaned on his breast at the supper and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, "But if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. All of John chapter 21. Lord, thank you for the wonderful and the blessed and the joy-filled and grace-filled opportunity we have of knowing you and following you every day. Lord, thank you for the many lessons that are found in this beautiful chapter about the disciples having breakfast with you by the sea. But your word from Genesis to Revelation teaches us that the best life we can live is a life where we simply listen to you and follow you. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to live a lifestyle of simply following you one day at a time. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I have the privilege of having my wife, Bertie, in studio with us. She's going to lead us in a word of prayer.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving and praises in our hearts. We are so grateful just to be in your presence. We realize in your presence there is so much joy. There is no other place that we'd rather be than in your presence. Almighty God, right now, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch the airways of this broadcast. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those, oh God, that find themselves in hopeless situations. Right now, God, we know that you're an all-powerful, almighty God who loves, oh God, who has compassion, who came to save and to deliver and to set free and to heal. So right now, God, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch each and every heart that is listening on today. Oh God, whatever place that they find themselves, know that there is hope. And that hope is in no other than in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We thank you, we glorify you, and we lift you up from this earth so that people, all people, would be drawn unto you. So this morning, God, draw by your spirit those that are in the valley. Draw by your spirit those that are on the mountaintop. Draw by your spirit wherever they are. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Birdie. Praise God. Praise God. And our producer is Mark Ost. Mark is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Thank you, God, for allowing us to serve you in this way today. I thank you again for our platform that you have provided, for the anointing that you have put on Pastor Joseph and the opportunity that you have given him to lift you up every day in this way. And God, I thank you for our guests today who are carrying on a legacy from Dr. King, your servant, Dr. Martin Luther King, and I pray for their prayer ministry. I thank you for their prayer ministry. I thank you for rescuing Sandy from the pit, although I may be jumping ahead and giving away. But thank you that she is willing to share her testimony and share your love and draw others, allow you to draw others closer to yourself.
Thank you.
Through those testimonies that you so... so faithfully give to us, to your servants, to tell about your love. And thank you, God, for both of them. And we look forward to hearing this, what they have to say to us again today, and ask that your will be done, and ask that many would be blessed by what we hear today from Jared and Sandy. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are grateful to have, as Mark has just alluded to, once again, we have with us in studio Jared and Sandy Ellis. They have a tremendous prayer ministry. And Brother Jared, he's the son of Dr. Alveda King and the great, Jared, you may have to correct me here. I think it's the great nephew of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Grandnephew. He and my grandfather were brothers.
Oh, okay. Yes. But grateful to have Jared and Sandy. Sandy's been a guest actually over a period of, I think, over 10 years on the broadcast for a time. And in recent months, we've had the privilege of having Jared and Sandy on air as well. But this is, yesterday and today is our first privileged time of having them in studio. So grateful to have you all with us once again today.
Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph. We're honored to be here.
All right. I'm going to ask if each of you will, again, reintroduce yourselves and the ministry that you all lead as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jared Ellis, and I am privileged, after being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the husband of the only Sandy Marie Ellis, my beloved wife.
Amen.
And together we... are honored and take with all sobriety and thanksgiving to minister the gospel through Here Comes Joy Ministries. Here Comes Joy is a ministry founded and rooted in Luke 4:18-19, the declaration of the gospel by the Lord Jesus himself. We go where the Lord tells us to go, and we preach as he gives us utterance to set captives free. to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to bring healing in the body as well as healing in the soul, to bind up the brokenhearted. That is a one of the biggest issues in the church today, maybe the number one issue, is inner healing, because the anointing will be sustained only so far as the heart is whole and sound enough to bear it. And so the Lord wants to heal where only the Lord can heal, so that he can then send us faithfully into the world to carry the gospel. And so, yes, that is our ministry. You can find us at herecomesjoy.com. And we have a number of resources there, prayer resources. And we have a number of initiatives that God institutes and releases through us. Here Comes Joy is a beautiful teaching memoir that the Lord uses as a powerful testimony. According to Revelation 12, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you'll see a testimony on every blood-soaked page, soaked in the blood of Jesus, of what the Lord can do to take a life that was ravaged by trauma, and through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, release divine purpose and destiny. And it's not a life story. It tells a life story, but it really is a teaching testimony of how the Lord, by the principles of his word, released and ministered by the Holy Spirit, brings transformation. So it's also really a roadmap to transformation and healing. Praise God. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Okay. We're excited to be here today. And yes, our ministry is Here Comes Joy. So I recently wrote a book. It is also called Here Comes Joy. And yes, it's a story of my life, a young girl who grew up in a very poverty-stricken area of Los Angeles, in a family full of trauma that didn't know the Lord. And, you know, I think readers will really enjoy it, especially if you've ever felt too broken to be used, if you've ever felt like you didn't have a voice or have been unseen, or if you love a story of redemption, Here Comes Joy is for you. And you can find it on Amazon or herecomesjoy.com. If you order it from herecomesjoy.com, I'll personally sign it and write a blessing in there for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, one thing I would say, too, is that, like, of course, often in our humanness and our humanity, we read for entertainment, but praise God for the fact that your book is a tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit to bring healing and wholeness into people's lives. Is that right?
Yes. God. Yes, it is.
That would be one way to put it then, so. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
All righty. Well, again, we're grateful to have you with us in studio once again. We're coming up on a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if each of you would pray once again for our listeners to have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say. And one of the great things, the blessings that we have of being able to use a platform like this broadcast, is because the Holy Spirit does wonders through media. And, you know, the anointing of God can flow through media just as if you're in the same place as a listener. And so that's what the Holy Spirit, he's God. He knows how to do
this.
And so the beauty is that as we're ministering here by the grace of God from the studio, the Holy Spirit can reach through to each listener. Some, he can draw them to where they come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Others who may come to learn some valuable truths about walking with God. Others whose lives are healed. As they hear the Spirit of God say or speak to issues or challenges that they're dealing with in their lives. And as you've mentioned, Sandy, on a number of occasions, that sometimes people may say, this is my story. Well, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to where many listeners will think, this is my story as well. So we'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests today are Jarrett and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back.
Getting through. We do. that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation growing? Is a new creation coming?
Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're privileged to have with us, we had the privilege of having him on yesterday, and they are with us once again today, Jared and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Jared and Sandy, as we begin this segment, would you all each take time to pray for our listeners that they would be have ears to hear all the Lord wants to share and minister to them through this broadcast?
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. No one has seen the Father at any time. We are told that the glory and splendor and majesty of the Father is too much for anyone to behold. And by your grace, you have revealed yourself to us fully and perfectly in Jesus, the Word of God, the living Word of God, in whom the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. We behold Jesus. Jesus, you said, if we have beheld you, we have beheld the Father. So we thank you, Jesus. You are the living revelation of all truth. The entrance of your word giveth light. The entrance of Jesus into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our spirits giveth light. And that word is implanted by precious Holy Spirit. You, Lord Jesus, are revealed by precious Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we want to pray right now that your spirit, like the wind, blows through this broadcast to touch every listener. Yes. And to carry the living word of the Lord Jesus Christ into every heart, into every spirit, into every soul, even into every body, that Jesus may be glorified. And in receiving the entrance of thy word, Lord God, we receive life, and that life more abundantly. And we are conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our destiny, our highest calling, the fulfillment of all joy. In Jesus' name.
We thank you for today, Lord. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into this broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would open up our spiritual set of eyes to see exactly, Lord, what you would have us see today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you'd synchronize our hearts with heaven.
Yes.
Lord, open up our spiritual ears today to hear Lord, what you are saying with crisp transmission.
Yes, yes.
We pray, Lord, that in our situations and circumstances, that we would receive heaven's perspective, not what we see.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord, deal with our belief systems.
Yes,
deal with structures and foundations that are happening in our hearts, Lord, that are outside of the call of God on our life.
Yes, Lord,
we pray that you would deal with anything that is between us and you, causing a hindrance, Lord.
Yes.
Only you know. You said the heart is deceitful above all else, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Lord, you know it.
You test and try
the reins, the motives of our heart. So today we give you permission, Lord, to examine our hearts and let there be light.
Thank you, Jesus.
That, Lord, we might deal with areas that are in the way of the abundant life that you promised
and you paid for. Yes,
so today we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for those the time of prayer. Brother Jim, I want to invite you just to jump right in and share what's on your heart today.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Well, Jesus, as always, is on our hearts. But as Sandy and I every day, right, we're asking for God's daily word. And every day we're asking for heaven's perspective. And we're perceiving that we're in a time, there are prophetic seasons. There are no accidents in God's economy, in God's calendar, and in the way that God moves in the earth. And we find that there are seasons that repeat. So every word in Scripture is God-breathed, every word good for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. So every word is personal, powerful, prophetic, and relevant. And God is stirring that we're in a season of testing and shaking and refining, as Paul speaks of specifically and directly in 1 Corinthians 3. So I'll read just a bit. And we are in verse 10. And I'll just read, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation no man can lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." So the one thing is without question, that's the foundation, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the foundation, is the way, the truth, and the life, now and forever. So whether or not there will be a foundation is not in question. What that foundation is not in question. Jesus is the foundation, and forevermore he shall stand. The question is, what else will stand? What we build upon that foundation will be tested. So Paul makes mention of gold, silver, precious stones, wood. That's symbolic of sound doctrine, holy character, faithful labor. You can build on the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully. Or you can build or lay upon it wood, hay, stubble, impure motives, worldly admixture, right? Careless teaching. Whatever you build upon the foundation of Christ, however, says the Lord, will be tested, will be revealed by fire. The fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. This isn't just in ministry. It's in the life of the believer. How am I living my life? What am I building upon this fresh, precious foundation that I've been given, even the Lord Jesus Christ? It will be tested. Verse 14, "If any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved." God is so good. Jesus' promises are never broken. When we step in the holy covenant with him and give our lives to him and receive him as our Lord, Master, and Savior, we will be saved. But that which we build upon that foundation will be tested. And if it's found lacking, we'll suffer the loss of that. Though we be saved, as we stand before the Lord and give account, then that which we have built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ will be weighed. And we are so moved out of our love for Jesus, which we rely upon literally to shape everything that we say, do, think, and feel, that we want to stand before him and find that what we built on that precious foundation, sound doctrine, faithful living, gold, jewels, not hay, that's stubble. So we want to impress upon the listeners that the way you live, the way you carry out, the way you walk out, the way you live out the gospel is so very important. The receipt of the gospel is a beautiful thing, but faithfulness to the gospel, right, is what will ultimately stand.
Amen. I've heard it said that you cannot build a large skyscraper with many stories on the foundation of an outhouse.
Yeah. Amen. So,
that makes a powerful illustration.
Most definitely. And so as believers, the Lord is constantly trying us through the fire, testing us, testing our hearts. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all else, desperately wicked, and who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins." And this week we've been talking about reins, right? It's not the water that falls from heaven.
Yeah. That's right.
We hear that same word reins. I, the Lord, try the reins in Revelation 2. We hear David say, "Test me, Lord, try my reins." What that word is, when you translate it to Greek or Hebrew, it's the word kidneys. And we know kidneys filter toxins. So the Lord tests and tries the heart. He tests our motives.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, yes, we don't even know what's coming from our heart. We think that our motives are pure, but the Lord really knows. So yes, in this hour, he is calling the body of Christ to test our heart, try our reins, to have self-scrutiny skills.
Yes.
To ensure that we are in divine alignment to where God is calling us to. It's so easy to have one foot in the world and one foot out. We have eye gates and ear gates. Sometimes we get contamination coming through there.
Yes.
And so it's really important today that we would keep our heart clean and our heart pure. Right? Mm. The Bible talks often not about understanding in the brain. The Lord often talks about our heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What we believe in our heart is so important. So the Lord is really just dealing with the deficiencies of our heart today, because that will determine, right? The Bible says, guard your heart in Proverbs 23, for it determines the course of your life. If we're not happy today with the direction and the course of our life, it's time to examine our heart.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And so would you take time now one more time to share again, if someone's wanting to get, and of course I know you'll be touching on the book, tell them one more time if they want to get a copy of your book, tell them again how to do that.
Most definitely. You can find a copy of the book on herecomesjoy.com. I'd love to sign it and write a blessing for you if you order that way. You can also find it on Amazon as well.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And so the message behind your book, can you tell me, Sandy, how does that relate directly to what you're sharing at this time?
That's a good question. I was born into a family with a not cracked foundation, broken foundation, mm-hmm, right? Every single one of us was created by God for a specific purpose and a specific calling. And when we're birthed and born into a broken foundation that does not honor who we are, mm-hmm, right? Life happens, pain happens, trauma, issues happen. And so my story and journey is a journey of how I was born into something that really in a place I really should be dead, or I should be in prison for many years, considering the family that I was born into, the location I was born into. Mm-hmm. But God got a hold of that, and he helped me do a lot of heart examining, a lot of dying to self and death to self. And it was on that incredible journey that he transformed my life.
Now, at what age were you when you received Christ as Savior?
I received Christ as a little girl. However, I had a major cracked foundation. And so I would sit in church every day. But for some reason, the soil that I was planted in wasn't necessarily good. Mm. I didn't have a safe community. I wasn't seen. There was just so much going on. So your foundation's important, but the soil is more important even than that. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I was destined for trauma, trouble, and even death. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, God got a hold of me. The word that came into my heart as a young girl, as a little girl, grew up. It stayed in there as a seed, and it actually emerged forth as an adult when I was in my darkest hour. That word began to stir.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what began the change of my life.
So were you in the vicinity, 8 years, 9 years, 10?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was probably about 6 or 7 years old.
Six or seven
when
you received
Christ. Yeah, very young.
Mm. But discipleship didn't happen significantly until years later.
That's right, Pastor Joseph. And it is discipleship that helped change the course of my life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to every single listener, one of the things I want to just emphasize is, you know, God's great commission to us is to go into all the world and make disciples. And it's so important for the church to always keep this critical priority before us. He calls us not simply to make converts, but to make disciples, teach
yes.
people. Once they come to know Christ, teach them how to grow up, teach them how to begin to walk with God and to serve God and to follow God. That's so critical. Lord, thank you for your church and thank you for the opportunity for us to be involved in the wonderful work of being disciples and making disciples. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Set us on fire afresh with a passion to be disciples who are disciple makers.
Yes.
Help us to make that the priority in our hearts and our lives that you've called us to. And help us to never take lightly how critically important that very important work is. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests today are Jared and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back. Music from the group Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Jared and Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Sandy, if you'll just pick up where you left off.
Okay. Most definitely. Can I just begin by saying it is such a beautiful day here today, and we're excited by Birdie Parker being in studio.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
I had to give her a shout out.
Amen.
Well, you know, earlier in the broadcast, we were talking about foundations and how important the foundation of our heart is, even the soil of our heart. And, you know, I heard someone once say that you cannot build a skyscraper with the foundation of an outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And as believers, we often, you know, have a foundation that is not built on Jesus Christ. It's built on unbelief systems that are not godly. Mm-hmm. And when we believe lies, we empower the liar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I remember being a younger minister, and I called my stepdad one day. He's a builder. Mm-hmm. In fact, he often built foundations as a brick mason.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's an expert on foundations. And so I asked him, Dad, can you tell me a little bit about the importance of soil in a foundation? And my dad has the same gift as Jared. He's a mercy heart and he's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, well, go study the Leaning Tower of Pisa and call me back. I'm like, come on. You're giving me more work. But he had a really good point. So I go to look up the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And, of course, we all know that it's leaning.
Mm-hmm.
But I studied the reason why, right? It's because of an unstable foundation. But really, it's the soil and poor engineering of the site's conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is the tower's foundation was only built about 10 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nowadays, even when you build a home, we see those pile drivers go in. They go in, you know, way before and test the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive those pile drivers deep into the foundation to test it, its mm-hmm. stability. So the Leaning Tower of Pisa was built on soft, unstable subsoil made of clay, sand, and shells.
Oh, goodness. Mm.
Right? In fact, they found out that area was once part of a river delta.
Mm.
Goodness gracious. Right? Does that sound familiar? Right? We know the scripture that talks about sinking sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have just read the Bible, Pastor Joseph. And the worst part about that is this construction progressed over years. In fact, the southern side of the Leaning Tower of Pisa began to sink because the soil compressed unevenly under the tower's weight. So builders tried to compensate by making the upper floors taller on one side, which actually increased the lean.
Mm.
We can absolutely liken that to our heart and the soil and that which we build our foundation on. In fact, Jarrett and I were talking about this earlier, and he had a really good scripture to share with that.
But, you know, first, though, to talk about that just in the context of the testimony of Here Comes Joy, would you say that a lot of your the way God dealt was examining that soil and was the soil of your life and yielding that over to the Lord so that he could establish good soil, right?
Absolutely. In fact, with a foundation like that, really what you need to do is tear it down and start at ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what the Lord often does with us? In fact, the shaking we've seen in the earth today, and we believe there's going to be even more, that's the exact purpose, that things that do not belong in the way or in the place of Jesus Christ in our foundation need to be removed or shaken out of place. It really is, it's painful oftentimes, but truly it's the best thing for us. Sometimes we've got to start over fresh and let him build the foundation upon a solid rock as opposed to sinking sand. And yes, honey, that was my life that Jarrett just talked about. My life was built on sinking sand.
Mm-hmm.
And so for so many years, the Lord had to remove me from my birthplace, California, from the place I knew, where my comforts were, where my safety was, the walls I was leaning on. The Lord allowed those walls to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me to North Carolina alone, where I had no friends, no family, no support, no comfort except for him.
Yes.
That I might have my foundations rebuilt on a solid rock. So when I needed finances, I didn't have anyone to call. I had to call on Jesus Christ. I had to call on Jehovah Jireh. And it built trust. Right? It built so much more in that foundation where I didn't just have to step out in faith that God's my provider. I knew him as provider, right? Same thing as healer. I went through so much in North Carolina for 10 years before I met Jarrett and moved to Atlanta. So I had 10 years there where I rebuilt everything. And on that solid rock, right, the gates of hell didn't prevail against me. Nothing was able to come against me and cause my life to collapse. Nothing. In fact, the Lord built a strong ministry. Here Comes Joy. Right?
Yes.
We're going on like 6 years in, and Here Comes Joy is expanding and growing. And really, this is the basis of our ministry, helping people examine their foundations.
Would you take time now specifically to pray for listeners who are listening to you and realizing that many of their challenges are a result of just not walking in the wisdom behind what you're sharing? Would you pray for listeners at this time?
Yes, absolutely. Lord, your word says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God.
Yes.
For it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness, right? And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain.
Yes.
Lord, today we come before you and we lift up our listeners. Lord, those of us who have found ourselves on sinking sand, those of us who have discovered that the trajectory of our life is not where we had hoped to be. And Lord, we ask that you would shine your precious, gentle light on us. Let there be light. That anything that is in the way of you, Lord, maybe it's our comforts.
Yes.
Maybe it's our loyalties.
Yes.
Maybe there are things in our life that need to be examined and potentially removed, Lord, that you would like to bring us back down to ground zero.
Yes.
And examine and rebuild. We pray, Lord, that we wouldn't lose hope during this time.
Yes.
But, Lord, we would get in your word and hear your heart. Lord, that maybe some of us need to take a sabbatical, turn off the television. Right? Sometimes we need to shut down the phone and take a Shabbat for a weekend or a day.
Yes.
Lord, give us wisdom today. If any man lacks it, you said to ask.
Yes.
So we ask for wisdom today, Lord. And
thank
we thank you that you created us for greatness. So we declare upon every listener today that, Lord, what you wrote in their book, according to Psalm 139, will come to pass. Mm-hmm. We come into agreement with us. So thank you for shaking things out, Lord, and bringing a fresh wind, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Jarrett, were you wanting to add something to what Sandy had shared?
Praise God. You know, just to expand and build on what she says, you know, sinking sand, what do we really mean by that? We mean every idea, concept, device, system of the world that we're raised in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, the world offers solutions. It offers systems. It offers its own answers. Mm-hmm. But as Sandy was praying, the Lord tells us the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Sinking sand are those systems, structures, ideas, ideologies, beliefs, practices, programs that are worldly in nature. The world is full of, you know, television, various forms of media. You know, you could go Oprah or whoever, you know, you want, right? Doctor this or that. And they're all offering ideas, solutions.
Mm-hmm.
The crowds that you can run with in the world, they've got solutions. They've got ideas. They've got systems. All of it is sinking sand.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of the testimony of Here Comes Joy is how God took a young girl who was planted in shifting soil on a completely broken foundation, misplaced ideologies, the foolishness of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And placed her on the solid rock through a process of refinement, right? To say, I'm your rock. I'm your life. I am the length of your days. I am made wisdom unto you. So, you know, my prayers are going to prayer. Father, help those who are standing on sinking sand right now, who are caught in the midst and are products of, are inheritors of foolishness from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And are being tossed about, battered, buffeted, broken. And give, Lord God, the courage to reach out to you and take your hand. Even as Peter began to sink, he reached out his hand and instantly you were with him. Let those, Father God, who fear, reach out your hand and instantly be taken into your embrace and planted on solid ground. And build thereupon wisely. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Our time is almost gone here. One more time, if someone listening is wanting to get a copy of the book, Here Comes Joy, tell them how they can do that.
Yes. They can go to herecomesjoy.com, order the book, and I'd personally sign it, write a blessing in there. You can also go to Amazon as well and find the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone has wanted to get in touch with you all individually as well, same website then, is that right?
That's right. Yes, herecomesjoy.com. We have a phone number there as well as a link that folks can drop a note and join our email blast.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you.
All righty. Well, Jarrett and Sandy, thank you so much for being with us today. And I hope lots and lots of people will get the book and begin to see how the Holy Spirit can begin to bring healing and wholeness to their lives in areas where they really, really need it. So thank you all so much for being with us. Please pray much for Jarrett and Sandy Ellis and the ministry of Here Comes Joy. Pray for the ministry behind the book, Here Comes Joy, as well, because I think it's a tool the Holy Spirit definitely is going to use to help a lot of people. Father, thank you, Lord, for we, your church, and thank you for the fact that your Holy Spirit and your word are able to bring salvation, healing, and wholeness to people as we submit to you and look to you and place ourselves in your hands. More and more, help us, Lord, to come to know Christ and to become rooted in Christ. Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that will encourage us to be believers who are reading and studying your word daily. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to be believers who are walking with you in prayer. And anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace to be people who are really moving in the power of your Holy Spirit in every area of our lives. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know that you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer and give your life to Christ and be saved today? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much. A long time ago, you came into this world.
Yes.
You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all of our sins.
Yes.
3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word, to begin to read it every day. Help me to pray and seek you in prayer every day. Help me to live a life of obedience, following you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you and be in touch. Please email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch. Again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And please pray much for Jared and Sandy Ellis and the ongoing work and ministry and mission of Here Comes Joy Ministries. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.